Supervisor.
This is the Music Supercast.
It's in my interest, in ours perhaps, if we need to smoke a joint and calm down.
Hosted by Supergroup's Mary Prankster and lead music supervisor David Heyman. Recorded out of their Toronto and LA headquarters. Produced by Sorrel Sound and all vetted by me, Amani Sabri. Check out the Supercast blog at wearethesupergroup.com/MSC. And don't forget to share.
I think I got my swagger back.
Tommy Smith was like the original Hamilton hipster.
Does it really have a smell to it?
Oh, yeah. It's a steel town, man. Oh. It's like when your girlfriend tells you to kiss her where it's stinky, just drive a Hamilton. What we're dealing with here is failure to communicate. Right? Yeah, that's the whole point of the show today. Because don't you hate it when you're singing along with your favorite song? You're with all your buddies in the car or at the bar or something, and they give you that awkward look. And they're like, hey, man, sorry, what was that? Could you repeat yourself? You sing that lyric over and over again, and then you get that look of, that's not the lyric. Those are not the lyrics. That is not the song you're singing. And it's like, for how many years have I been singing this improperly? No way. Because Jimi Hendrix did not sing, excuse me while I kiss this guy, CCR does not hail a bathroom on the right, and Elton John does not want Tony Danza to hold him any closer.
Yes, he does.
Misheard lyrics have been killing rock and roll credibility since the beginning of, well, lyrical music. Welcome to 30 Minutes or Freebird, as always in studio, because it's his office, creative director for the supergroup, David Heyman.
Hello.
Supergroup music supervisor Sean Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
My name's Johnny Crozier, and our musical guest is singer-songwriter and Toronto musical fixture Brent Randall.
Hey, welcome to the show. How you doing? Thank you very much.
Shameless plug time. You have a brand new album called Just Dandy. It's coming out in...
That's right. Probably May of next year, 2016.
All right. Yeah. And on December 2nd, you are playing the Burdock Music Hall here in Toronto.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, as Kiss did not say, let's rock and roll all night and have a really good time, what would you like on your pizza?
I'll get like a nice veggie vegan style, I guess. That's how I'm...
No cheese, right?
Well, yeah, no cheese,
no
yeah.
Cheese. Okay, we can do
Welcome
that for
to
you.
Toronto. It can be done.
All right, so we're going to send you out of here. In the amount of time it takes us to order this pizza and for it to get here, we need you to write a song about miscommunication. Don't worry about misheard lyrics. Just about miscommunications.
Right. I suppose I could just write a song about anything and say I misheard this whole thing.
But, yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, man, if you just came back and wrote a song about like pizza pops or something, be like, yeah, I thought exactly. You said pizza pops.
That wraps
that would have been a miscommunication right there. It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, get out of here.
Sweet. All right. Should I do it?
Yeah
man, just absolutely.
Hop in,
can't
hop in
wait.
One into the writer's rooms and just find some relaxing time, and I'm going to order this, baby.
Okay, so I don't actually have a lot to offer in this podcast. I have this uncanny inability. I don't know the lyrics to any song ever.
That's sad.
Like I know like little bits and pieces and I can hum along to it, but I'm that asshole guy that makes up his own words to songs because I cannot remember lyrics. So you guys are going to
see, I'm the asshole that knows all the lyrics, but can't sing for shit.
Yeah. And I'm the asshole that's just like full of shinfo, like, you know, like movie lines quoted, like ever since I was a kid, like quote line for line of songs. So like for me, I didn't really have the point of a lot of times, like I was always the jerk turning his head, whipping his head around to his buddy in the back seat, being like, what was that you said? That's wrong. So for me, I kind of had to go, I really had to look at songs that, you know, I screwed up at least the first couple of times, but also some funny stories of, you know, friends of mine who just have, you know, wax in their ears and like.
What came to mind right away?
Ugh. Should we start with the banger right off the bat?
Yeah, right away came to
your
mind.
Because you guys saw me smiling and laughing, because I can't even keep this in. I thought about this today when we were discussing the topic, and my God bless him. I have a buddy. We'll call him just Bill, just because, you know, like,
you have to save this guy's name.
I don't know. No. It's just like he's a good buddy, but we always used to rag on him.
Okay.
And no, his name's Mikey, and he's the best dude. And he used to play in a band that I used to tour with, and we lived together for a couple of years in like a big band house. And mm-hmm. Mikey was a character, you know, like he just always was the weirdest man in a funny way. And one time, the story goes, driving along, and the classic 90s, early 2000s pops ballad of Drops of Jupiter by Train is on. And Mikey was either drunk or hungover in those years, as most good, like, you know, young musicians are. Mm-hmm.
I like that you gave him the benefit of the doubt that he was drunk.
No, he was hungover for sure at this point. But like, you know, on tour, like the guys in his band would do fucked up things to him because Mikey would get so belligerently drunk and then pass out and just be miserable for a day. And so they would, like, when he'd fall asleep on the top of the gear in the back of the van, they would like roll up all the windows, turn the heat on high and play like the first 5 seconds of Kill Bill, you know, that like, like over and over until just he snapped and would lose it. So Mikey, one day, the song Drops of Jupiter by Train was on, and it goes, and do you ever think, or like it goes, and man, heaven is overrated. Man, pause, heaven is overrated. And Mikey seriously asks, what's man heaven? you know, and he, like with the most convincing, he's like, but what's man heaven?
Well, that sounds good though. I need a break from my wife when it's all said. It's only death to us part. So if there's man heaven,
that'd man be- heaven? No, but I like my mind instantly goes to just like a bunch of naked dudes everywhere.
Well, that's one of my
that's
big
what
problems
your
with
man heaven is. My misheard.
No, when the way he said it, I thought like I just envisioned him being like, what? Why is he in man heaven? Like, you know, like just like it's raining men style thing.
And my most misheard lyric is exactly like that too, you know, being strong straight male. I'm like running around one night, I might have been under the influence of a few little things during a concert for the tragically hips of the most tough guy concert ever, some stuck in some subway station and not able to get out on New Year's Eve on Y2K night, and all I heard is that song Blue.
I'm blue, dabba-dee-da.
So I'm blue, and because I was on these psychedelics, I just kept going over in my head, I'm blue, I'm in need of a guy, I'm in need of a guy, I'm blue, I'm in need of a guy. I've never questioned my sexuality more than I have on Y2K.
Were you if the world's ending, I'm going home with a dude tonight.
Yeah. Well, better mark that one off my list.
Would have been a fun night.
Yeah. You'd have been in man heaven all night long.
Hey.
Yeah. That's what man heaven is.
But apparently man heaven is overrated. So.
Well, especially if, like, if your idea of man heaven is a psychedelic David Heyman coming back from a tragically
sweaty
hip
from
concert,
a tragically
it's like, oh, I think I ended up in man hell.
Sorry, that was what was going through my head. Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, man, mind. That's, you know, and at least the theme so far, yeah. the messed up words are all homoerotic nature.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of those ba-dee-ba-das or ahas, like I always thought, my daughter, by the way, knows the words to Islands in the Stream perfectly, but I always thought it was to lie in each other's, to making love in each other's arms. So making love in each other's arms. It's just arms. Aha. But I never really understood until I had to explain what the lyrics were that, first of all, what making love is, you don't explain to a five-year-old. But yeah. Then thinking
too
about
soon?
You can't make love in someone's arms. And it's just, I love the idea of it. I'm just picturing, like, especially because I'm picturing Kenny Rogers as, like, a sort of midget baby in diapers with an adult-sized, like, fully, like, 70, a 70-year-old, you know, Kenny Rogers head on that baby as he licks, like, the breasts of Dolly Parton. Oh. It's like a whole Tim and Eric sketch in my head, and it's terrible.
So you were also on something that night,
yeah,
too,
seriously,
right?
Seriously, what psychedelics were you on?
I don't know. I might not have ever stopped.
It's like those people who do salvia and wake up like 30 seconds later convinced they've lived the whole life in someone else's.
I think like I did it in the opening when I was a kid would have been the CCR Bathroom on the Right. I think everybody, hey, the bathroom's on the right. And it's like, it's Bad Moon on the Rise.
Oh, my big one was Lodi. I didn't understand that Lodi, California was a real place. So I thought it was, oh, Lord, I'm stuck in this hole dying. And it's
so depressing.
That's where my mind goes.
I like bathroom on the right better.
Yeah. But CCR is easy because, you know, it's a bunch of California guys trying to sound like they're from the bayou.
Yeah.
So it's
swamp rock. Yeah. You know,
you get that fake accent and then words get jumbled.
Speaking of words getting jumbled. Yeah. Like for me, you know, anyone trying to sound like they're from somewhere else, you know, that kind of like hits, you know, like it's tough to pull off different accents or different kind of drawls or sounds. Like, you know, when you get country guys who are from like, you know,
California,
New York, and they're trying to sing like they're from the deep South or even people who just try to like sing in a unique way. Like I found the guy from the National sings very, very unique.
Yeah.
But absolutely. He's almost at the point of mumblecore.
Yeah.
At certain Watson, points. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like, there's a line of his and it's like, it's weird to be back in the sack, but the line's actually weird to be back in the South. And for the longest time, I thought it was sack because literally that's how mumbly he is.
Yeah.
That I could misplace, like mishear South and sack. But yeah, like, you know, I find it very like,
I mean, that's hip hop. I mean, I feel like we can't even touch hip hop because
I think, you know, everything let's keep it in the rock and roll world if, you know, for the sake of only having a couple really good options. But so I find that anyone's trying to put on a different voice or, you know, do something that maybe isn't like, I'm not saying he doesn't sing naturally, but like, you know, that's definitely like a character or a voice that he puts on that low mumbly, you know, like back in the sack. So that's definitely one for me.
Remember AC/DC's, and these are the ones that really bother me, are the ones where the title of the song, and they get the title of the song in the song name. Like when you Google them, it's like Message in a Bottle. People say it's like, oh, Message in a Brothel. It's like, why are you thinking
that? I never
have
heard that. I don't get half the stuff we saw online when we researched is garbage.
Yeah.
It's like, who are these idiots?
My favorite, though, is AC/DC's Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Yeah.
That people would change the lyrics to Dirty Deeds Done With Sheep. But then there's actually guys that have gone back and re-recorded that and changed the words to be Dirty Deeds Done With Sheep. And that there's a lot
of... Well, that's like Weird Al in a sense.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of euphemisms in it.
Well, like, and I think Weird Al is the king at, like, you know, taking words that sound like what... People are doing, you know, Amish Paradise, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, you all know it.
There's a difference between, like misheard lyrics and then we get into the parody part.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
We don't live in that world anymore. I there was a time, you know, where you could not get lyrics to every song.
Yeah.
You just couldn't, right? Like if they weren't printed on the album cover or the inside jacket of the cassette, it's not happening. So I recall when Michael Jackson had, what was that song? Not Black or White, but it was on the album, Human. They Don't Even Care About Us. They Don't Even Care About Us is the song. Okay. Michael Jackson's song, They Don't Even Care About Us, has the line, Jew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike me, you don't black and white me. And at the time, it wasn't printed in the inside sleeve, so people weren't sure what he was saying. He started to deny it, and then when he actually admitted what he had done, he took everyone to task, saying they misinterpreted his lyrics. And
those were the actual lyrics?
Those
were
the actual lyrics.
Wow.
Jew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me. And yeah, he you know, he said I love all races. Who might do this? But come on. Pretty bad. He said the best thing though, which is great because you hear from white people all the time. He goes, how could I be racist? I got Jewish friends.
Wow.
He has been too racist, yeah, really. Absolutely. You know, he's been white.
He's
and,
no, Michael Jackson is a race of his own.
He's been three.
He's an alien.
And for me, I just find that so fascinating that, like, there was a, you know, obviously, I know there was a time when this. Like, you couldn't just Google someone's lyrics, but it becomes, you know, obviously in our line of work, like, it becomes such a natural part of my everyday life.
You know, totally. I wonder what he just said. Like, click
yeah, like,
clack.
Is this safe for this? Is this
like
safe
that
for that?
Like, guy. What was that?
Oh, yeah. The Shutters Rape Me is the line that you're convinced.
Sean picked a beautiful song. And it's going beautiful. The scene is coming together, and I'm doing my over-the-shoulder thing, looking at what he's picked, you know, and I'm enjoying it. So I'm kind of pretending to smile. something that I've learned to do. And the song sort of rolls toward the ending. I'm getting it. I'm loving it. And it slides into the back end of the button, which we call the very back shot of the scene. And it goes, shutters, they rape me.
The actual line is, the shutters, they break me. Shutters hate me. Shutters make me. No idea what shutters are. The song is haunting and beautiful. And the girl in the scene is looking through blinds.
Actual shutters?
Yeah. Okay. At like this, you know, emotional scene in the hospital room across from her. But David just couldn't let it go that he's convinced that it says, the shutters rape me.
Did you guys end up using
that? No, I won't pitch it, because even if I was...
Yeah,
you know,
we didn't end up pitching.
Yeah, because if I was confused by it, the audience might be as well. I'm not going to be... Just because I was wrong doesn't mean I'm actually wrong.
Because
it sounds like that. And so therefore, if it sounds like that, you know... And there's a lot of stuff that we get where the production isn't super great, but the quality of the recording comes from the tone. So we like that, and of course we love licensing Patrick Watson, who you can't understand and stuff like that. But
no, and absolutely, and like, you know, on the off chance that well, it wouldn't even be an off chance, but you know, if David heard that and I didn't, let's even use that as a small sample size. Like, let's say one out of every two people watched that show, and you know, it was a show that has a good following.
Yeah.
And then we're like, did the Shutters rape her? So, you know, obviously that's a misheard. If you ever listen to Hayden Callen, Shutters, wait for the end.
And they make you.
Yeah.
They only break you and break you. Not doing anything nefarious.
They might even shake you, potentially rake you, but they will not rape you.
No, that's not something that Shutters do.
No.
I think classic rock, out of all the genres, maybe because we've heard them so many times, like Def Leppard, which band I hate. Like, as much as you hate Bon Jovi, I hate Def Leppard. And it's like the lines that Pour Some Sugar on Me just drive me absolutely out of my mind. And like, maybe that's why I don't remember lyrics, because I've heard them so much. But those ones get like way misused all the time.
I'm more often than not disappointed by lyrics. The, you know, the sort of picture that I paint in my head is far more interesting more often than not than when I reveal the actual lyrics.
Look, it goes along with like the feeling of it, right?
Well, come on, you're talking about Lodi, California, or oh Lord, I'm dying in that hole again. Like, come on.
Again. I want to know the story behind the again, you know? Yeah. Like, how many times have you been dying in a hole, dude? Yeah. Like, because if you got to change something about the way you approach life.
Again? Oh, man.
Yeah, like if you're dying in a hole more than once and you've managed to escape it, obviously numerous times, you're just not doing something right.
Well, I always thought Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was about, like, I always been told, you know, oh, the Beatles are so edgy, man. They wrote a song about LSD, and if you like switch that up, it says LSD and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I always painted this sad picture of my mom. I knew my mom was a hippie at some point, so I had created this character where she's this like hippie that had gone through her life and had been sort of beaten down by the system, and now she has colitis, and she actually had colitis. So I always thought it was the girl with colitis goes by, and it was this kind of poetic moving on and sort of like movement, rite of passage into adulthood, where you get sick and you have to bear these burdens of sickness throughout your life. Girl with colitis goes by.
Oh my.
Well, who has kaleidoscope eyes?
Well, it's, I don't.
In my reality, it was much more likely for me to run across a woman with colitis than a girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
I don't know.
Nowadays, I'm more inclined to meet someone with kaleidoscope eyes.
No, I think you're actually more likely to meet, like, you're probably more likely to get colitis yourself than you are to meet somebody who's going to have kaleidoscope eyes.
Johnny, that's why we have pizza while I'm young still.
I don't even know where that one comes from. Like, you made up this giant story. Like, all I heard was kaleidoscope eyes, thinking like, yeah, it's about LSD. I totally get this.
Oh, no, I had this whole, like, post, teenage, moving into adulthood and having the weight of the world hit you with a disease that you cannot escape from. And it was heavy. That how song old was really you? Heavy for me.
How old were you when you thought this?
My father had Crohn's.
And no, but how old were you colitis. When you thought this?
Oh, very young. I remember actually.
That's a dark childhood.
Specifically being in a specific mall and hearing the song and being sad for my mother when I heard that line and always wondered about it.
You're a fragile beast.
Yeah, that's seriously. Guy. Dying in a hole again and you're both and like thinking that everyone's getting colitis?
Not everyone, just that one girl.
And with the weight of the world crushing her into colitis.
You are a dark, dark man.
No, just sensitive.
Just sensitive.
Just sensitive.
Well, and you know, like the miscommunication, I feel anyone can hear it any way they want. It also, I'm sure, just depends on what you're thinking that day, where your mind's at. But, you know, obviously you do a little bit of Googling and there's some obvious ones that people bring up. Mm-hmm. And actually there was one on the list that like I just looked at real quickly just to see what people kind of, you know, were like, I never knew this was this. And 9 times out of 10, I'd be like, what?
Are you an idiot?
Yeah. But like there was one that Paradise song by Coldplay.
OK.
Pair of Dice. You know, and stuff like that. And it's just like
it's a waste of ink.
Right. You know, and so like there's a lot of those. But, you know. There's one that I always just, it always tricks me. Like, it doesn't, like, I don't screw it up. And I, like, you know, I, like, my mind would always, like, if I was singing it, I would, like, almost go to sing it and, like, second guess myself and be like, no, that's right. Mm-hmm. It is right. But, like, it's too late to apologize, right? Like, the One Republic or One Direction or whatever. Like, I'm just like, too late to, it is apologize. They just don't really give that A, you know what I mean?
So I cannot listen to the Adele song without going into Lionel Richie. And throw me off in another direction, and I'll go into Todd Rundgren.
Is it me you're looking for?
I guess we can bring up Bon Jovi then. I thought Tommy used to work with the dogs. Tommy used to work with the dogs. I was like, oh, that's a nice job. I'd like to work with dogs all day.
A groomer? Yeah.
Well, who would think that some hairband little freaky puss would know some guy that works at the docks? If they knew someone like John Bon Jovi, they'd kick his fucking ass and put him right in the water with a ton of fucking cement tied to his feet.
What did John Bon Jovi do to you?
It's what he did to Johnny, who worked on the docks. He did not get permission from Johnny to write his life story. I'm sick about this.
Wow. I don't think anybody has ever spit more venom about John Bon Jovi than you.
You know what? I want to get an email going from Johnny at the docks. Yeah. You know, if you're Johnny and somehow this podcast finds its way to you,
Johnny, and if you can clear it. You're an ex-dock worker named Johnny and you're from Jersey, I want you to fucking call me because I'll fight your battle, buddy.
Wow. I'm going to make it my life's mission to get John Bon Jovi on this show now.
I got a call from Jersey. I texted Sean with a screen grab. I missed it because I had stomach cramps because I might be getting colitis. And I swear it was John Bon Jovi.
He sent me a picture of a missed call from New Jersey. And he's like, Bon Jovi's, he's calling me on the fight call out from the first podcast.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
I saw on our podcast stats, it said Jersey.
It did.
Sambora residents.
Who we also
told me got on the phone with JBJ. He said, look, this Heyman kid, he's trouble.
You also mentioned someone from Italy was listening to the podcast. And you know, like we're just in our infancy here. We're just figuring this podcast thing out.
Pizza!
So if you're in Italy, the land of pizza, maybe you were just listening to this because it was a pizza-based podcast. Maybe you like music. Whoever you are, find us. Email us. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to you about pizza.
I haven't even looked, actually, like, who's been, like, what did we get, like, 12 plays last time?
Oh, I'm sure it's in the dozens upon dozens, but it's, you know, I think we're still reaching that way to the triple digits world, but we're still figuring it out, and I think you know, someone in Italy was just stoked on a pizza-based podcast.
Or they're, like, just really bored.
Super stoned,
you know,
and it's 3 in the morning there, and this was the first thing to go up.
Probably on ketamine, just laying on their bed going, just getting a pizza, guys.
Yeah, just waiting for man heaven. Just waiting for man heaven.
Well, that was actually probably one of the quickest times that a pizza has actually got here. So a song about miscommunication. Please welcome to the 30 Minutes or Freebird stage, Mr. Brent Randall.
Yeah. All right. Well, I started kind of imagining like a hopeless kind of guy just misreading signals from a girl or something. So I kind of wrote a corny love song with that in mind. So let's see what we can do here.
What you thinking, girl? What you say? See you looking right my way. Oh, stealing glances, what you see? It's fall in love with the guy behind me. Standing behind me. I've found love. Every time I think that it's real. Every time I feel so right, I've never been so wrong.
The Music Supercast is a production of Sorrel Sound and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.